Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
It has been called the most beautiful book ever written. Its name, The Book of Kells. And who was Kells? More properly, the question should be, where was Kells? Because the answer is that Kells was a village in Ireland where dedicated scribes living in the monastery of Kells in County Meath painstakingly copied the pages of the first four books of the New Testament, we call them the Gospels today, then decorated those pages with the most exquisite calligraphy ever done, pictures rivaling those in the finest museums of the world, the best anywhere. And this was done by nameless monks between the 7th and 9th centuries using dyes made from local products long before the advancements of the modern era. Eventually, this magnificent work made its way to Trinity College Library in Dublin. It's on public display there today. This old book was number one on my must-see list, and I have to tell you, it far more than met my expectations. As I stood in line with people from various and sundry nations, I thought, this is remarkable. Here we are standing in line on a chilly morning waiting to see a book that was written and decorated 100 years ago. Then I began thinking of the dedicated scribes who painstakingly copied Jerome's Vulgate translation in Latin, cutting the sheets of animal skin known as vellum into pieces, we would call them pages, about 9 by 13 inches, preparing the covers of wood overlaid with leather. Long before Stephen Langton, an Anglican priest, put divisions of chapters and verses into the text, these monks made notations by inserting slight pin marks in the text. The colors are remarkably well preserved, though starting to fade, and how these gifted men ever conceived something so intricate, yet so beautiful, is part of the mystery. Never putting their names to their work, the scribes emphasized the importance of what they were writing and drawing. Then I also thought of the message recorded in this book, the Gospel according to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I also thought of the centuries-old religious battles which have racked Ireland along with the rest of the world, as the advice of Jesus to love your neighbor and your enemy was pushed aside, much as we put the book in the library under glass today. Well-preserved and not terribly accessible, and certainly not obeyed. The pages of the Book of Kells are replete with artists' renditions of what the Gospels are all about. Angels, beasts and demons, saints and sinners, and of course, Jesus and the disciples. The remarkable thing to me is the message of the Book of Kells, the Gospels, is just as refreshing and important today as it was when year after year, those monks painted the vivid pages, never having time to go beyond the preparation of those four books. The same message which you find in Latin has been translated into literally thousands of languages and spread around the world. It's a marvelous story of God's love in the person of His Son. He set aside His royal robes and became fully human, giving His life for those of us who had wandered far from God, so we could come home, find healing and restoration. If you've never read the New Testament, start with the Gospel of John, then go to Matthew, then Mark, and Luke. It is good news, God's love letter to a world which has lost its way. I'm Dr. Harold Saleh. You've heard from me. Now, I would really like to hear from you. If Guidelines speaks to the need of your heart, let us know. Your words would be an encouragement. Send an email to guidelines@guidelines.org. You can download what you've just heard at our website, guidelines.org.